now, another installment of Platitudes from the mind of Peggy Platt.
In May, there is a weird pas de deux between spring renewal and the struggle for change. The days are longer and brighter. The rain is lessening, a little anyway. And it's only a month and 4 days until the 5th of July and summer begins. Woo-hoo! On the flip side is protest. Fighting the good fight. The struggle for our brothers and sisters. The health and welfare and compensation of the workers of the world. This year, I see the word May Day and I feel like yelling for help. Hollering an SOS for the destruction of the planet. And democracy and diversity and tolerance and world peace. And when you heap all that on, my analogy seems less and less like a dance and more like that pagan maiden, the one skipping around the maypole, has a 75-pound backpack on her back from REI, full of humanity's ills, like Pandora's box got opened and then shattered, so there's no place to put all the bad stuff back in. So should I be an angry militant or dance around and make daisy chains? As I was stewing the other morning about May Day and sweating just a little, trying to find a channel that Trump's not on, my mother popped into my head. Lolly. She was always my Jiminy Cricket. The greatest person I've ever known. Mary Tyler Moore with just a touch of Edith Bunker. A mother, a grandmother, foster mother, Head Start teacher. Everyone loved Lolly because she saw the good in everyone. She said things like, "What terrible things could have happened in his childhood to make little Adolf Hitler such a stinker?" In fact, she was so beloved that Head Start students who hadn't seen her in 40 years showed up to pay tribute to her at her memorial. Lolly loved May. Maybe because lilacs were her favorite flower. And she taught me the custom of making and giving away May Day baskets. Every basket was handmade, and every basket had lilacs. Well, mostly dandelions, but there was at least a small sprig of lilac. And we made the baskets, the paper baskets, out of strips of the funny pages. Lesson number one, recycling and thrift. Lesson number two was conservation and ecology. That came from going to the vacant lot next door to pick wildflowers and weeds to fill the basket. Lesson three, respect for your elders, and came from hanging the baskets on the doorknobs of older folks in the neighborhood, like Grandma Hampton and Cliff and Eunice Sperry. Even ringing the doorbell and running away was a lesson. Lesson number four. Humility, because we shouldn't expect praise for doing the right thing. It's like that Robert Foljam book, All I Need to Know, I Learned in Kindergarten. The Golden Rule, Simple Acts of Kindness. Thanks to Lolly, that's what I choose to remember this May Day, and a few dandelions on a doorknob.
Peggy Platt.
You're listening to Sandbox Radio. This segment appears in the episode May Day, May Day, recorded at Town Hall Seattle on May 1st, 2017. The live show was sound engineered by Luke Kerwald, recorded by Brian Moynihan, and this podcast was mixed by Dave Pascal. Subscribe to the podcast of the show in iTunes and Stitcher, and find full episodes, photos, and live show information at sandboxradio.org. Support Sandbox Radio and help us keep making the show by becoming a patron at patreon.com/sandboxradio for as little as $5 per month. Thanks for listening.